There's no Isereshus Ish at all. So be true. Don't go to Mikvah. No, the Kiddushin is Kal. He just wants to say the Isereshus Ish is not Kal. The Kiddushin is Kal. I mean, there should be no problems with Mamzer. That's the question. When you say that a Vlad is a Mamzer, is that because of the Avera of the Boal Eshus Ish? Is that because the Metzias of the woman is an Eshus Ish? Let's say a woman becomes artificially inseminated, and the child becomes an animal. The seminar is there. There is no, let's say, there is no Easter ball or she's there. The child is born from a father and a mother who couldn't have this with him. That's the deal in the Tostin. The blood mounds depends on the Easter Gilead, right? I don't know. It's an interesting point. Maybe.
Yeah.
Moshe said it's not a mother. That's a different thing. Some kind of that is a different Easter, even though it's not an Easter. Some kind of an Easter of Kamathi Atun Sama Shishakum Allah Sasa Vukuka Sain Vasale. And others time who said that they did that mitzvah. They're trying to know that that's an Easter of interfering with normal family relations.
Better to adopt than to have.
But if the woman insists that she wants to adopt to have, she's able to have a natural child. If she doesn't want to adopt, she wants to have her own baby, so then it's a shailah. And then Moshe Feinstein thinks that it's mutla. And others think that it's us. One of the big people before the war, the Russian fisherman, Dr. Silson, writes in his Tshuva Sefer, in Marche Leir, I think he has a few Tshuvas on. He says that the Chumash always writes, when it lists up the Yisuri Gilai Rais, it always says, Lose Gala Avos, it keeps on saying Lose Gala, except for Eishas Ish. How does it say Eishas Ish? It says, Eishas Hamisko, Lesikin Shkot, Kom, Azor, Osam, Azor. It doesn't have a Lose Lose Gala Avos. So he said that's the reason why, because by the others, the Yisuri is only violated if you do an actual Maizabiyah. Eishas Ish, it can be violated by Lesikin Shkot, Kom, Azor. By artificial insemination, it's also an Yisuri Rais. That's what he claimed based on the Lashana Sadhguru. His contemporary, the first and before the war, Taina, that we're not Tanoim, we can't darshan our own Roshas and Ipsu. That's what he Taina again. But that's what the Sri Deyesh quotes. He quotes all those who disagree. The Oisaposkin has it, and he quotes this Taina again to Tzirilson. But the question is he really making up his own Roshan? Just pointing out what it says. That's an Afri Mois. It says, it keeps on saying, Vosa Galar Vosa. And here it says, Lositin Shkof Gobazar. Maybe that's what he means. That's one shaila. Maybe it's a violation of Mamre's Boal Eishas Ish. That's what the Maachei Leif Taina. And others Taina, no, it's not an Easter of that. The different Easter of Kamasi Eretz and Sanashi Shabtam Alo Stasu Nechol Jetzem Lo Eselechu. It's an Easter of Pritz. It's
incredible. Isn't there more discussion exactly what the
Gemara talks about what's called a Maisaviyah. But if you say that you can violate the Issa by Eishas Ish, the Gemara never says specifically the negate Eishas Ish. The Gemara talks in general what's called a Maisaviyah. What is it called? Chilas Biyah. What is it? It's called
Biyah. How can you say that?
But he finds that by Eishas Ish you don't need a Maisaviyah because the Lasichin Shtok Holazar. He says that you can violate this Issa without having a Maisaviyah. That's what Chilas is. Even the others that disagree, so sometimes there's a different Easter. Ramosha thinks that they're both wrong. He thinks that there's no Easter, but he doesn't recommend it. He still thinks that the blood will be won't be a full miyuchas. The child will have a mother, won't have a father, I think. It won't be miyuchas to any father.
But if the father's there, there's no problem.
If the father's there, I guess they can't have fear, but if they can,
right.
Then there's no problem. Right. Then it's a shalom, might be shifazel, most of the Pasuk assume that that's mutter, it's not called about Tomei. That for the sake of having children, then it's not called about Tomei. There's a Mishnah at the end of the Dorim, where the Mishnah discusses the case. It's also relevant to this, you say that the Achmanim point out based on the Lashon HaPasuk. but it's in a different realm. The Mishnah had in the end of Megorim about a woman tells her husband that an Eshesif tells her husband that she was Mazana Tachas Bailo, and she's Asurala, that she's a Sota Asurala Bailo. So the Mishnah says that originally the Tanaim used to paskin that we believe the woman. We take her word for it that she's Asurala Bailo. That's the Mishnah Rishonim. Mishnah Rishonim means the earlier Pesach of the earlier Tanaim. The Mishnah Achronim means the later Pesach of the later Tanaim. They reversed the Pesach and they said that you don't believe the woman because they're afraid. We're afraid that maybe she just wants to get rid of the husband and he doesn't want to give her a get, so she gives this as an excuse, as an etzer to get away, to get out of their marriage. She can't give her husband a get. How does she get divorced? So she tells her husband that she is Mizana Tachta, so she's Asurala. So the Mishnah says we don't believe her because Chashinan Shemayna Nasnaba. That's the Mishnah. So the Ran and Persis and all the Rishonim and that Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Dharm, the last Dharm in the Dharm, they all are bothered with the Kashin. How can you allow this woman to remain married with her husband? Why not say Shavi Anav Shechaticha Diyitzur? The woman says that she's Asur Abba. Why? Oh, see, that's one of the Terutzim. She's Meshubedes Lubav. She's not bad, right? Based on this thesis with the Yad Kiddush and Rabbi Gimel. That's one of the Terutzim that's the prominent Terut. It's the most, the biggest Terut. It's a major Terut that the Rishonim did. I think there are seven Terutzim on the question. Into the seven sheets of Rishonim. There's a long tshuva in the Malbusha Yantas, and it goes through all of the seven sheets of Rishonim to be Mata and Rishon and Mata. Malbusha Yantas was the rabbi in the city of Chas Lavish. Chas Lavish is famous city. That's where Rabbi Zalvich was born. That's why Malbusha Yantas is one of the few acronyms that he mentioned. He likes to tell over this tshuva. This tshuva. And she said she told her husband that she was Mizana, but the Malamed, they used to have one big bedroom. The husband with the wife with the 15 children and the Malamed. So everybody slept in the same bedroom. So one fine day, after having all these children, the wife told her husband she was Mizana with the Malam. So the shaila is whether she has to get divorced or not. So the Mishnah says they don't have to get divorced, but you have to go through a different shittas to see why we don't believe her, to see whether all the shittas apply in this case. But he has a long tshuva, he goes to all the seven, I think, all the seven shittas that you're showing up. So the major answer that most of the Rishonim give is that you can't say Shavinav Shechatir Lissur because it's Kav Lachani Shemeshubed is Labal. Once the woman is married, she's Meshubed is Labal, and it's not Anafshe. Shavi Anafshe means if I'm the Bailer, Odom Neman Alatzma, Yesu Meilish, Benol Ben Atzma, Yesu, it's not Alatzma, it's Megabi Achem. But other Rishayim give other answers. So what are the prominent, what are the other answers given by Rav Lezer Mitz? The Taisis HaRosh, on the side of the Gemon Adarm, on the Lez Lavan Adarm, gives an answer to Shem Rav Lezer Mitz. What? The Mishnah there is talking about a woman is married to a Kohen. And let's say she says she was Mizana with a Nochri. So he says, he says that you don't say Shavi Anav Shechaticha Yisur because the woman doesn't violate any Yisur. If she's a Zaina, let's say she was Mizana with a Nochri, the woman doesn't matter before, doesn't it? Okay. So let's say the woman says she's been done with a Nachri. So it doesn't make any difference as far as the woman is concerned. She doesn't have any Yisr anyway. The only Yisr is on the Kohen. No Yisr is violated by the when a Kohen marries a Grusha, or a Kohen marries an Almana, let's say. So who violates the Avera? Only the Kohen, or the Yisr violates as well. Here the Gemara says in Baba Kama, V'nichasu hanaposhes ha'osos, Ishra kosa l'isha l'ish, l'gabi l'gili arayis. The Gabi Boal Mamzer also, the Gabi, those kind of things. What about an Isuri Kahuna? What about an Isur that only applies to a Kohen? No, the woman is not a Kohen. The woman, even if she's a Kohenist, but she's not a Kohen. So maybe the Isur shouldn't apply. Let's say she's a Halola, or a Grusha, or a Zaina, or a Giyaris, whatever. Does she violate an Avera? If a Giyaris marries a Kohen, does she violate an Avera? Or only the Kohen violates an Avera? Then he's living with the Zaina, he's living with the Grusha. So the Tosfos HaRosh quotes in the name of Rav Lezer Mitz that only the Kohen violates the Avera, the Isha doesn't violate anything. So the Tosfos HaRosh has the kashas against the Gemara Yevamot. The Gemara Yevamot has a Mepurish Apostle. But not only do we say the Nichas HaNefashos HaOsos by Yisuri Karas, even by Yisuri Lavin, and even by Yisuri Kohen, even by the Kohen Gadol for the Almana. Even if the Kohen Gadol marries an Almana. The Almana is certainly not a Kohen Gadol. She's not a Kohenis. This is Kohen Gadol. First lady. So the Gemara has a pasuk that even there she gets malchus. The Isha pasuk the Ish applies to all the cases, even by a Kohen Gadol marries a Bula. It's only the Isseres. The Gemara says still the only Isurim of the man apply to the woman. So how can Rav Lezer Mitz say that there's no Isur on the woman? Well, you forgot a Gemara. So the Achronim won't give a standard shot in Ablezer and Mitzvah. Rashash and many other Achronim. That's what the Malbusha Yantar quotes. It's a standard shot that everybody says. He doesn't mean to say that there's no Easter on the woman. He knows the Gemara says Beferish, that Hishvakos and Hishamirish. What he means to say is that the Easter has to start from the man. And once you have an Easter on the man, then there's an Easter on the woman. So here, he added on one connect that we know already, that we all know from the Gemara ahead of that payalos, that everything is judged, whether it's a Moisif or a Koyol, everything is judged from the viewpoint of the man, not from the viewpoint. We treat the woman as a Chaticha of the Yisura, and the man is the Gavra, the man is the person who's Muzah, not to marry the woman. You don't say the Muzah, the woman is Muzah, not to marry the man. The man is Muzah, not to be Boal or Isha, and then the male of the woman is also Asa. Here, Rav Lezer admits that on a Knech. Not only do you judge from the viewpoint of the man, you have to be Mevara the Yisra first from the viewpoint of the man. Here, from the viewpoint of the husband, we have insufficient evidence to be Mevara that there's an Yisra. Because it's a Dovah Shabiyarvo. You need to wait him to be Mevara whether the woman is a Zayin or a Kohen or not. So true, the woman makes herself a Shabi Anav Shechatichet Yisura. She says that she's not allowed to live with the Kohen. She says she was once Mezana with a Goy, she's not allowed to live with the Kohen. Fine. So if she would have said this before she married the Kohen, so you say don't marry the Kohen. But now that she's married to the Kohen, so the Shabbat is a Kohen, as far as the Kohen, as far as the husband is concerned. So you say that he's also Lav Aleh, has it been his Barah that he's also Lav Aleh? No. It's not sufficient Biru. While the woman is Tachas Baila, she's going to be Baitzi herself with Tachas Baila. It's not sufficient Biru. So even though Yuakov said, Shavi Anav Shehatiha Bisura, she's in the menace with Gabi Yatzma, so that's what Lazar makes it Chiddish, that you don't, that first you have to be Bavara, that there's an Issa from the viewpoint of the man. And after that Issa has been established, has been Bavara, then I say that the Issa is also Chal on the woman. But you can't start to be Bavara and Issa only on the woman. You always have to be Bavara first, that there's an Issa on the man. This is different from all the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim all agree that such a klal exists. But they say it goes on the Issa being chal. The Issa first has to be chal from the viewpoint of the man. That once it's chal from the viewpoint of the man, then it's also chal from the viewpoint of the woman. Here we're saying differently, Rav Lezer admits that not a big chiddush that all the other six Rishonim deny. They all say he's wrong. Not only does it have to be chal from the viewpoint of the man, it has to be in his barer. You have to establish, you have to prove that it exists. First from the viewpoint of the man. If you have insufficient, a funny hechetimtze, from the viewpoint of the man, it's insufficient proof. From the viewpoint of the woman, it is sufficient proof. How can it be? Because it's not proof at all, but it's the Shavi Anav Shechatiha Yisur. So from the viewpoint of the woman, that's good enough. But from the viewpoint of the man, there may be that there is an Easter. And maybe she's telling the truth that there is an Easter, but it hasn't been proven, it hasn't been established. So Lezer admits is Mechadesh, that in all of the Yisuri deal, all the Yisuri Gilarayas, you have to first establish the Easter from the viewpoint of the man. You have to prove that it exists. After you know that it exists from the viewpoint of the man, then you can say it's chal from the viewpoint of the woman as well.
If you assume that Shavi Anav Shechatiha Yisura is mitam neder, couldn't she still say?
Then I don't know how you're going to get out of it. But then you have to say she's not a violent. Then you have to say one of the other beliefs. He probably doesn't hold on to it. Lezer Mitz probably does for sure doesn't hold that it's mitam neder.
By itself, the Isha.
You don't believe them. Once she's a Seika suffix, she's a Surah Baal already. Until she drinks the Mayim Hamarim, and she never gets the drink, so she remains us. So if she admits that that she was Mizana, so she won't drink the Mayim Hamarim.
She
probably remained, according to this, from Lezer Mitz. If this is the correct shot of Lezer Mitz, she'll only remain with an Issur Esser. So the Suffolk only has an Issur Esser. So the Vadai, the Gemara says, has an Issur Lav. Just an Issur Esser, probably. Even if she admits it, it won't be an Issur Lav. It won't be an Issur Esser. Yeah. And this is all, the Aparim say, Rav Lezer Mitz told us, this is all because the Chumash wrote it from the viewpoint of the man. Eretz Bas Bin Choloi Segala. Eretz Achois Choloi Segala. Chumash writes it from the viewpoint of the man because you have to first be Mevara, that's what Rav Lezer admits in Maharaj, you have to first be Mevara that there is an Issa from the viewpoint of the man. And once that's been Mevara, then you can say that Huad Dinarma, the Issa is Chal on the woman. The Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim is a big machloikis satanai. What do you recite? The Mishnayis Megillah. Rav Lezer has the machloikis with the other Tanayim, and he says, Ein Maftir Mekaeris Yerushalayim. There's a Haftorah in Yecheskel, there's a Nevuah in Yecheskel that fits in perfectly with the Parsha. The Parsha says you're not allowed to do this, that, and the other thing. The Haftorah says that Bnei Yisrael violated all of those things that I mentioned in the Chumash that you're not allowed to do. So the Navi says they're all going to be punished. They were going to be sent into Golis, and they were going to be suffering the Anshim because they violated Eishes Sish and all the Gilead rights and Avodah Zarah and Moilach Eretz Sicha and Nida. Everything that's written in the parsha is repeated in the Nevuah B'cheskes. So Mamash fits in very well. So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. One Tana says, you're not allowed to be Machzir, you're not allowed to use this. Apparently, this Man HaTanaim, the practice was that the guy who walked up to get Machzir could pick any Haftarah he wants, he could pick any Nevuah he wants, as long as it has some kind of a connection with the, has to have some kind of a kesher with the Kriya. If you learn from two Svarim, it has to have a connection with the second Sefer. You learn two Parshis, let's say you have Mechuvarim, Ha'arbuchur Kaisa, Matis Masay, so there are two Minhagim in the days of Rishonim, but it has to have a connection Dafka with the second Parsha, or no, connection either with the first or the second, because the first and second blend in, it's one big Parsha. If you learn from two Svarim, then it has to have a connection with the second, with the Kriya from the second Sefer. That's the Tesis writes in the Gil. So the Gemara tells that the people used to go up, whoever got Matzah would go up, and then you had to know Tanakh, you had to know how to understand what it said in Tanakh. So you could pick any Haftarah, any Nevuah he wants. He wants it has to have a minimum of so many Psukim, and Yom Tov has to have a minimum of 15 Psukim, and on Shabbos has to have a minimum of 21 Psukim. The minimum of Psukim that were necessary to have the Kriyas HaTorah. On Yom Tov you give 5 Aliyahs, and every Aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 Psukim. So you have to, the Kriyas HaTorah, you have to have a minimum of 15 Psukim. So the Haftarah has to have a minimum of 15 Psukim on Yom Tov. On Shabbos you give Aliyahs, you give 7 Aliyahs, and each Aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 Psukim, which adds up to 21, 7 times 3 is 21. So the Haftarah has to have a minimum of 21 Psukim, unless it's Shalom and Yonah and Marsha. So the Gemara says the guy who gets Maftah can go up and learn whatever he wants on Yom Kippur, or on Yom Kippur, or on Shabbos. He can learn any Haftarah he wants, just provided that it has a minimum number of Psukim, or Shalom and Yonah, and it should have some connection with the Kriyas HaTorah. So there was a debate among the Tanaim whether you're allowed to use a Haftarah that speaks about Tehillas Yerushalayim. So we pass from Allah that you may, but since there was one opinion that you're not allowed to, we pass from that you may. So it's printed in the finished. So since there's one opinion that you're not allowed to, be mapped to the Tehillas Yerushalayim, and that's what our friends say, the meaning is that we always avoid reading this Haftarah. So either Shabbos HaGadol takes over, Shabbos HaGadol was Parshas Acharimot. So we didn't blame Tehillas Yerushalayim then. So most shuls they won't blame it for Parshas Kedoshim either. They'll blame something else. The locals make him Shem or something. And after a Parshas Acharimot, they tell you how you always avoid it. It turns out I think you only say it once in a very long time. Either it's Mach HaChodesh or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. There's always some kind of a terrorist. Why you never say this after? This one is it's a ksiv or like kri. After it's printed, you really ever say it. I don't know, you say this once in 15 years or something, you say this after. But this one time it says that you're not allowed to say this after of Tehillas Yerushalayim. And then the Levush time is that it's all wrong. The quote over here, tell you to look in the Levush. And the Levush time is, at the end of Baruch Haim, he says that the whole thing is a mistake. And when the Tanaim argue about Tehillas Yerushalayim, it's not because it attacks the Medina. There's nothing wrong with attacking the Medina. That shows that you're ultra religious. What's wrong? That's why everybody usually says Shat in the Gemara. That Rav Lezer says, you're not allowed to be Mafter with Eretz Yerushalayim. How can you attack Eretz Yisrael? The Navi said it. It got to be Nevuah, but that we should pick this Haftarah. That's not a nice thing to do. The Gemara says that there was one guy who went up in Shul and got Mafter, and he decided he's going to read Eretz Yerushalayim, and he read it. And then the Tana Rav Lezer said, instead of listening to him tell about Eretz Yerushalayim, let's be goydik about him. What's his yichas? And then they were goydik, and they found out that he was a mamzer. The guy who picked to read Eretz Yerushalayim turned out that he was a mamzer. So usually everybody learns Pshat, Tehillas Yerushalayim means this Haftarah. That he says, Yecheskel HaNavi says, V'hoitaitas kol tayav Yisrael, Ir HaDomim, the city of murderers, Yerushalayim, to tell Yerushalayim about all the tayavas that they violate. So the Pasha Pshat is refers to this Haftarah. So the Levush says, no, that's not the Pshat, there's nothing wrong. We read so many other Haftarahs that speak about the Averis, that the Nevi'im are complaining about the Nevi'im, and Yerushalayim, everybody is doing Averis. Why all of a sudden, he says, no, it's a different Nevu'ah. It's near this one, stock one that's not even printed in Achol Moshe. It's printed in Yechezkel, it's not printed here as any Haftarah. But the Bush says a different one, where it says, where the Navi complains about Avraham Avinu and about Sarah. He complains about the Ovis and the Imoyas. What kind of miserable parents are these people, of the Jewish people, that they brought up generations and generations of Jews, years later, 1,000 years later, who violate all the Averis. So the Navi is complaining about not about the Jews, he's complaining about the other population. So that's what Rav Lezer says, that you're not allowed to be mafter, and that Haftarah of Tehillas Yerushalayim, because the Navi Yecheskel was told to complain about Avraham Avinu and about Sarah. that we don't have printed. But the minig still is not like the Lurish. Minig is that we always avoid laying in this after. After, after, in I think that's what it says. No? Yeah. Relain halok is a moshu, relain halok is nekushi. Unless your shul has that specific meaning. Most shuls, they won't learn it. Most shuls, they avoid learning this up there. In the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin, the Gemara talks about the din of the Tnei Seva talking about Hadar Tnei Zokin. In Parshas Kedosha. So the Gemara says that we are required to stand up to be Mechavim Pam Bina Chachamim. If they say the Tachum of Hadar Tach Nevino. A Seva means a person who's old. How old does a person have to be that he should be called a Seva? The Zokin is a Zeshikon Chachamim. So the most mean of a young person is a Tachum of Chachamim is that he has to be Mechavim him. And a Seva means an old person even if he's not such a Tachum of Chachamim. How old is old? So that's a machloikis and talk when it's 60 or 70. How old is David? Machloikis, yeah. What if the person is not so old, and he's not a Kama Chacham either, but he's very religious? So the Gemara says, what does Masa say? Rami by Chet Kospa, no? Masa is Rami by Chet Kospa, the name of the Chet Kospa. And he was a big Balmais in Harvard. Masa is a big Tzadik. See what you read. He walks in, he's not 60, he's not yet 60, he's not a Tamachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach chassidim. The Sabra Shem says it's only being a chassid if you have to stand up for the Rebbe. He's not a greater Tamachachan than you are. But then you're not mechuyev to stand up. Tamid is chassid. The other Rishonim disagree, and they say no. The Ran and the Rif have in back. So the Ran disagrees, and he says no. The Ramban I think says midas chassid. And the Ran disagrees, and he says no. What's the reason why you have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham? Is it called it Atzeret? Is that why? So that's the Pashup Shah, because the Gemara talks about, the Gemara says, how do you know you have to stand up on the green and say the Torah, on the carrier say the Torah? The Gemara says it's a Kal V'chaymer. Okay, well, Deho, come in, if I have a Kol Shem, if you stand up when a Talmud Chacham comes in, so certainly more so that you have to stand up when the green and say the Torah. The Mars used to say they're standing up because of the Talmud Chacham is out of Kavod HaTorah. And there's certainly more Kavod HaChaim that is Kavod HaTorah when you bring in a Sefer Torah. That's the Poshav Shachmi Gemara. However, the Ran, at the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin, disagrees and he says no. The Gemara says in Hidden that there was a fellow in the days of the Amorim whose name was Gneida. Gneida. He used to give the Chachamim a lot of trouble. He's a very rough person, very mean character. So the Gemara tells him getting different stories. They wanted to master him to the government. He was terrible. They wanted to get rid of him. So then the Amorim said, "Don't master him. Let the goyim. The goyim will master on him already." So the Gemara says that finally the government, the Romans came, and they took Gneida and they were going to kill him. And then he was wanting to get to his wife before he was about to die. The Gemara tells stories in getting that Gneida. The Gemara tells one of the stories about Gneida that he once, there was a group of Talmid HaChamim sitting and learning. The Imam Baba Basra tells him the second time they were sitting and learning. And then Gneida walked over. So they started to declare, should they stand up and respect to Gneida, because he knew how to learn better than them. Should we stand up? So they said no. They decided among themselves, they had a whole conference, so they're going to stand up. They said they're not going to stand up because of Gneida, the Palgo, but the big Baal Machlok. So then Gneida came over and he asked them what they were discussing. Whatever they were discussing, he was going to think something. So they said, what were you discussing? He was going to tell them they were discussing whether they should stand up or not. So they said they were talking about Ruchois. Which direction is the Shechina? So he says, oh, so he starts with the Gemara and Baba Basra. And the second parak. So he starts telling him whatever you said is wrong. You didn't hear what he said. Whatever you said is wrong. He tells him what the truth is. Which direction is the Shechina really coming? So what do you mean they didn't stand up? But if the din is a tam tov, you have to stand up. So what kind of a cheshbon is that? Nekum mikami palgor. Should we stand up because of this person? He's such a bal machloek. So what? If the Torah says you have to stand up, I doubt the bnei zok and zeh shikon achokos. You have to stand up. So the Ran assumes in kiddushin that standing up the tam achokom is not out of kavanah Torah. It's because we assume, as the Brisa, the Rapinchas ben Yoyer says, Torah mevi'ah lidei zehiris. The Zahiris Nevi'ah Lidei Zrizus, and Zrizus Nevi'ah Lidei Nikios, and Prishus, and Chassidus, and Kedusha, and Tara, and all those, all the other mindless Tavis, we assume that the person who knows how to learn better than the other fellow will be a greater tzaddik than the other fellow. So the reason we have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham is very hard. It's easy to measure learning. You just give the Bechir, and you mark it. You can tell he knows how to learn, and he doesn't know how to learn. That's very easy. Very hard to measure the Yirah Shemayim. We don't have any barometers to measure Yirah Shemayim. We don't have any machines. So the Ram says, here's the barometer. Whoever gets the higher mark on the Bechina, the highest mark on the Bechina, he assumes that he's the biggest study. Because Pinchas Ben Yair says in the Braisa that the Homo Seir Susham is based on that Braisa. The Torah leads to Zahiris, and leads to Zrizis, and leads to Chassidus, and Zrizis, and Dush, and Tahara, and everything, and all the Midas Torahs. So we assume that if the person knows how to learn better than the other guy, he'll be a greater tzaddik than the other guy. He doesn't look like he's a great tzaddik. The other guy shuckled by the davening, he has long tails and gaffel and everything, and the long white socks. So it's hard to judge. It's hard just because he looks like he's more religious doesn't mean necessarily that he is. Maybe he is. It's hard to tell. So if the fellow is a Baal Maisim like Rabbi Yechezkel, Rabbi Yechezkel's father was not a Talmud Chacham. But they all knew that he was a big tzaddik. Everybody knows the guy's a tzaddik. He's in the person. So if everybody knows that the guy's a tzaddik, then the Ran says that's the real din that you have to stand up. That's not a Midas Chassidus. The real din is v'hadarta p'nei zok, and you have to be mechabed one who's a Baal Yirah Shamayim. But it's usually hard to, if you know that the guy's a Baal Yirah Shamayim, maybe talk about Tzidish Shuvah, you know that he's a Yirah Shamayim, then you know, so you have to stand up, that's the real din. If you don't know who's a Yirah Shamayim and who's not, so then we assume that if the guy knows how to learn, he's probably a greater Yirah Shamayim than the other people that don't know how to learn. That's one. But what happens if the other person that talking knows how to learn, and you know he's a Baal Machlekes, you know he's not a Yirah Shamayim. Like Geneva, they all knew that Geneva knew how to learn better than them, but they knew that Geneva was a Baal Machlokes. He wasn't religious. He wasn't self-observant. So that's what the Gemara says in Baba Basra. Nekam Ipam, go on Nekam. We should stand up in front of the Baal Machlokes. There's no mitzvah to be mechabed a person just because he knows how to learn. The reason why you mechabed the one who knows how to learn is because you assume that he's probably a greater medakta to mitzvahs than the other person. That's an interesting machlekes between the Ran and the Ramban. What do you say that din of the Hadarta Pnei Zok and machlekes in the din deraisa? Whether you stand up out of Kovet HaTorah, that's the Poshav Shah. And that's the Gemara says, that Mitznei Vam Deh HaKomi Mipanel Vai Kolshkin, it's a Kal V'chemet. You have to be mechabed the Talmidei Chachamim. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is in the same like that. If you don't stand up, it's not a tzaddik. The Spambi, he'll have an answer. I don't know. Somebody has an answer to that. And the Ran says... Okay. I guess so. And the Ran disagrees and he says, no, that the Iker din really is, should be Mechabed, Osei Mitzvah. Mechabed, not Talmid HaKhamim, Mechabed, those people who are Yirei Shamayim. And the Dakti Kinnah Mitzvah. But the Chumash says, how can you tell who's a medakta in mitzvahs and who's not? How do you know if he's a Yirei Shamayim? How can you judge? It's very hard to tell. So we judge this based on who knows how to learn. What does mitakta in the Hadarta Pnei Zog and Zesh Shikana Fakim? What does it mean? It means that the fellow knows how to learn better than me. Anybody who knows how to learn better than me has to stand up. That's the bit. Who is Hadarta Pnei Zog? Let's say the marks on the Bechina were 100, 98, 96. Everybody has to stand up for the guy who got 100. Everybody in the low 98 has to stand up for the guy who got 98. That's what it means, Vadarta Bnei Zokin. What does it mean, Vadarta Bnei Zokin? When do you have a Chiyuv Kovet to a Talmud Chacham? Everybody has a Chiyuv Kovet to every other Talmud Chacham. What it means is it's your Rebbe. No? If it's your Rebbe. Yeah, Rabbi Mova gave a strong Chachmasa Himena, then is a stronger than a Kabbalah. But I'm telling you, if it's my Rebbe, whether Rabbi Mova or not Rabbi Mova, I have to stand up. And even if he was my Aleph base Rebbe, And now I know how to learn better than him. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that's called Talmud Chaver. That's called the fellow who was once my Rebbe. I was his Talmud, and then I know how to learn better than him now. So that's called the Talmud Chaver. It's still a din of Chaver. Not the same as the Talmud is not a Chaver, but still a din of Chaver, because that person was once my Rebbe. Or let's say he's the, or let's say he's one of the Gdolei Hador, even though I never learned from him. The Tosafot says in Bava Kama, that the Gdolei Hador, should the Gdolei Hador have the din of Rabbi Mubrok, even though he never learned from him. What did Rabbi Kamar Shamayim, Tosafot points out, applies only to Rabbi Mubrok, doesn't apply to Rabbi Shein Mubrok, the Zechi of Moira, in addition to Achiv. But Hadata means Zechi of Kovar. Moira Rabbi Kamar Shamayim means Zechi of Moira. Es Hashem Lekehatiyo, the Rabbi Kamin HaChamim, that the Zechi of Moira, Tira, Es Hashem Lekehatiyo, is only by Rabbi Mubrok, not by Rabbi Shein Mubrok. So Tosafot points out in Bava Kama, Daphne Malach, that it applies either to Rabbi Mubrok or to the Gdolei Hador, even though he never learned by them. It also has a bit of Rabbi Mubrok. Or let's say this person is the rabbi in this shul. He's the Rosh Hashiva in this yeshiva. Let's say the Rosh Hashiva in the yeshiva doesn't know how to learn, the Bochan yeshiva knows how to learn better than the Rosh Hashiva. But officially he's the Rosh Hashiva, so the Ramo writes in the Yoridei that he has a din of Talmud Chacham in this place. The rabbi in the shul has a din of Talmud Chacham here. Even though they're a balabat in his shul, they know how to learn better than the rabbi. They think they know how to learn better than the rabbi, whatever it is. So the Ramo says, even if they do know how to learn better than the Rosh Hashiva, but since it's his yeshiva, it's his shul, doesn't necessarily mean that he founded it. He's officially recognized as the Mara Dasra, the rabbi of the shul, or whatever. So the Ramah writes in the other day that that has a din of Rav, even though he's not a great Talmud Chacham. And then the Gemara also says that included in this pasuk, Hadarta Pnei Zaken is, anybody who knows how to learn better than me. Yeah, that's already hard to judge. Just because he got a 98 and I got a 96. Called as Manistachim, means that he knows how to learn significantly better than him. Still, because the Gemara Bava Metzia talks about that in the second part of Bava Metzia. If it's not his Rebbe, it's not the Mordor Asher, it's not the Gdolei Hador, it's not one of these. You still apply this din, you have to stand up. So the Gemara says in Bavel, all the Amoraim used to stand up for each other. Because each one, why? Because they never gave the chinus. So they never knew who knew how to learn better than whom. So each one was Choshesh, maybe the other guy knows how to learn a little better than me. I'll be Pashtus not. I'll be Pashtus not. Either one stands up for him or he stands up for him. Huh? Each can you say that the other one is red, though?
Each one is
red. I think I could be suffered, no? I think it's assumed that it can't have two people, each one has a fear cover for the other. Either I have a fear cover to you, you have to me. I don't think it can have two people from our sphere. In Suffolk, each one considered the other one because each one learned something from the other one, so each one considered the other one as red. That's a machlekes in Kiddushin tactic. What about the Hadar that things up in the middle of learning? Maybe the chiyuv for the mechaber in Talmud Chacham is only if you're not learning anyway. You're cracking jokes or whatever, doing something else. But if you're learning, it's going to interfere in the learning, it's going to interrupt the learning, maybe not. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Yeah. What's the thought to say that either din is that that you're mechiyuv to do all the mitzvahs? You don't say Yosef for mitzvah, patur min mitzvah by Talmud Chacham. The person is learning by Talmud Torah. You don't say because he's learning his patur from all the mitzvahs. So why just because in the middle of learning should he be patur from this mitzvah? But the answer is no, this is a special mitzvah. This is the mitzvah of Kovod HaTorah. I'll be Pashtus if you learn by the way the Ramban learns, not the way the Ram learns. The Pashtus is like the Ramban, but that's an Izokan, is a mitzvah of Kovod HaTorah. So we have a klal that Talmud Torah is Derech Kovod HaTorah. Talmud Torah is not Derech any other mitzvah. But Talmud Torah is Derech Kovod HaTorah. How do we know? The Chaim Balojan points out in Nev Jachayim, this klal is developed in the Gemara Megillah based on Ksukim by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was on a Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. So the Gemara has a contradiction. One pasuk says, "Va'eshet Bahar, Avoyim Yom Avoyim Lada." He was sitting. The other pasuk says, "Amechi Amanet Bahar, Avoyim Yom Avoyim Lada." 40 days was he standing or was he sitting? So the Gemara has different terutzim on the steer. So one of the terutzim the Gemara has is that Koshes Miyushav and Rakas Miyuma. The easy dinim he learned standing, and the hard dinim he learned sitting. That's the name of the sefer, Koshes Miyushav, based on that Gemara. Koshes Miyushav and Rakas Miyuma. What's the cloud? Why Kashas Yusha Rakas Miyuma? It means like this. In principle, it really wanted to stand for everything. out of kavod Torah. It's like a davar should be kedusha. You should really stand when you learn Torah. The Gemara says in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, when he was benasin, all the time he didn't need to learn standing up. And then after they fired Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara says mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel, davar kavod Torah. Why? When they fired Rabbi Gamliel, so they let in Talmidim into the Beis Medrash, who were not there in Kabbalah, they weren't so firm. So they used to learn sitting down. Like we do today in the Shul, they learn sitting down. But before, originally, days of Rabbi Gamliel, they only learned Torah standing up, out of Kavod HaTorah. So the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was learning all the Gidim and Hasina for 40 days and 40 nights, Talmidim, he was standing out of Kavod HaTorah. But then he was faced with a problem. Some of the Gidim were complicated. And he was afraid that if he would be standing up at the time that he would be learning those dinim, he wouldn't understand the dinim fully. He would be missing in the midst of Talmud Torah. So he had a shaila. What should he do when it's a conflict between Kavod HaTorah as opposed to Talmud Torah, which is odd? So he paskin the cautious miyushim. The hot dinim is going to learn the yeshiva. Why? Because whenever you have a conflict between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah, the Talmud Torah is doing a Kavod HaTorah. That's the way he paskin. So you see from that Gemara, and whenever there's a conflict, so the Talmud Torah leaves out Kavod HaTorah. So then that's why the first Lamdam Ha'al the Kiddushin, that people who are in the middle of learning should not stand up out of Kavod of the Talmud HaChamim, because it's Bittul Torah. And although Talmud Torah is not there any other mitzvah, you don't apply anything mitzvah to the Talmud Torah. But this it is Torah. Whenever there's a conflict between Talmud Torah and Kavod HaTorah, then the Talmud Torah is ordered. But we don't pass like that. We pass like the next Lamdam Ha'al, even in the middle of learning, the Gemara says they're also mechiyev to be mafsik in order to stand up for the Rebbe. Why? That's the problem. Why should that be so? And the stam of the answer is that this kavod HaTorah standing up just for a moment. If you're going to stand up the whole time for the shiur, it's like the person may not be able to concentrate. It's easier to concentrate sitting down when the person is more comfortable. But just to stand up for a second and to sit down when the Rebbe comes in, even though there's little terror for that moment, but the Gemara somehow seems that this will be a zgula for hatzlach and learning later. The Gemara tells, the Medrash tells, I know, the Gemara doesn't have, the Medrash tells that there was some Amoraim who didn't want the Talmidim to have to stand up for them. So the Zadka walked in a side entrance into the base of Medrash and nobody would see when they walked in. And then there were other Amoraim who in the Zadka walked where the Talmidim were in order to have everybody stand up by Midah when they walked. So the Gemara says, what do they do that for? That they're Makhtar, Zadka, that everybody should stand up with Vaidam. So the Medrash says nothing to Medkaka and Medrash Takumen. The Medrash Tanchuma explains that he felt that they were not sufficiently Yirei Shamayim. So by having them stand up out of his kavod, the mechabed him, he thought that this would serve as a zgula for their hatzlocha and Yirei Shamayim. But apparently that's what we assume halacha, that even b'shas Talmud Torah, the person is mechuyev to stand up at a kavod for the Rebbe, and you don't see over here that the Talmud Torah is never kavod HaTorah. Because here, the end result will be that he will learn better. That's what we assume. Shifcha Haruf, we learned about this. We learned about this. The Gnezan Shifcha Haruf has a comment. Why is it in the middle of the Psukim of Kilayim? Kodesh has a din of Kilayim, the Hema, then Kilayim, the Godel. Then it has a din of Shifcha Haruf. He says this is also a form of Kilayim. Aben Chorim with a Shifcha, it's also Kilayim. That's why the Kodesh has a name of one parish, then I tell you. The Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis will discuss Pirush HaMishnayis beginning of Shabbos. Shifcha Harufa is loyki even though she's b'shogeg. So this is the only case where you have a person who doesn't have a b'shogeg and you get malchus. The other Rishonim say there is no such thing. Talmud Yad HaChazaka doesn't quote that then either. That's how he claims in the Pirush HaMishnayis and Shabbos he writes about. A lot of dinim. Okay. Sunday. Parshas Achei Mot and Parshas Kedoshim we have the Dinim of Arayim. In Parshas Achei Mot we have the Yisurim, and in Kedoshim we have the Yomshim. The Chumash always writes the Yisurim from the viewpoint of the man. Lo yistikavu legala tervo. A man shouldn't do it. Eres avichav, eres inkolo yistigala. Eres avichav lo yistigala. It says from the viewpoint of the man. Is there any Yisur for the woman? The Gemara points out to go to Kama yet. Mara says that although usually we have a cloud, some of these people in the Chumash get Misa, some of these people get only Malkus. However, it doesn't say Misa, so there's no Misa, so there's only Malkus. So by Misa, there is no need for a Lam Yeshko Misa. Whoever the Chumash gives Misa, so that's who gets Misa. You can't ask any cash of Lam Shomana. But as far as Malkus is concerned, the Mara says in Malkus, in the first track, it has to be a Lam. It's similar to the Lam of Masas and Shadadish, it's only the Lam that has Tima. A lot of the husband is a lot of shame on mice, so if you want to say a lot of shame on mice, then they can have a floor. All of those in the Chumash should get Kori. Everybody over here gets Kori. So we have a flaw. Whoever does an Aver B'Shege, which is a wood is done at the name of the wood and a five Kori, so if he does a B'Shege, which five a Chatus. Of course, it's done a Kori, it should be Gosta Chatus. The Chatus has nothing to do with whether it is Misa or not. Now she sometimes writes, whenever there's Misa the Mazid, then there's Chatus B'Shegit. So the Achronim point out, I know Rashi says, hey, no, it's not Meduyah. The Rashi's not Meduyah, so the most of the Pharisee, it's only later, completely unrelated to whether there's Misa or not the Mazid. It only depends on the fact of Kori. Because there's done a Kori, it's the Shigos HaChatus. So the Gemara has a club with respect to Chatus, but you only have a Chiyuv Chatus if the person did an Aveira, B'Kum V'Yaseh. If he does the Aveira, the Shevi Al-Fasa, so to speak, Allah Shem Omaisa, the Gemara says that there's no Chatus. Just like Allah Shem Omaisa, there's no Malchus, so to Allah Shem Omaisa, there's no Chatus. It doesn't necessarily mean to equate the two. You could perhaps distinguish between the klal of what's called Allah Shem Omaisa with respect to Malchus, and Allah Shem Omaisa with respect to Chatus. It may not necessarily be identical. That's what the Yisgurot has, the famous piece, based on the Ramban. The Gemara like that is not exactly identical. But just leaving out the fine details, there is such a clause. And as far as Misa is concerned, you can have Misa even if it's Eimah Maisa. As far as Chorus is concerned, you can have Chorus even if it's Eimah Maisa. But as far as Chatos, B'Shege, Kosh is done a Chorus, she's Gwasa Chatos. Or as far as Malkus is concerned, the Gemara has a clause, you have to have that Kalav, she ain't Eimah Maisa. If Kalav, she ain't Eimah Maisa, then the Zidah Chatos, B'Shege, knows that Malkus is Eimah. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamer that we have a pasuk. We have a pasuk that says "Nichusu Hanafoshes Haosos." Care of Amram. Hanafoshes Haosos means that the Isha and the Isha are both Chayiv Kores. So the Gemara says we write in that pasuk that number one, even though the Pesukim are written from the viewpoint of the man, ever since Eishes Avicha Lo Yisegala, ever since Achayis Chalo Yisegala, ever since Bas Bincha Bas Bitcha Lo Yisegala, all the Pesukim in the Chumash are written from the viewpoint of the man. So one might be perhaps misled to think that there's no Issa at all on the woman, the Aveir is only on the man. The Gemara says, no, the Pasuk says, the Nichlasu HaNafoshes HaOsos Mikerev Amam, Yishvakos V'Isha L'Yish. It is considered the same Aveir on the woman that it is on the man. Then the Gemara goes further in Baruch Hashem and says, not only is it the same Aveir, but the Nichlasu, there's an Onish Kores. Kores, you don't have to have a Kumi Yasek. But what about, let's say, if the Eishes Ish is Mizana, or Abu Al-Achos, or Abu Alim, or Abu Al-Bito, one of these things, the Shege is not amazing. So we're discussing whether they're going to be Chayev Chatos or not. Not discussing whether they're Chayev Chatos. We're discussing whether they're Chayev Chatos. So the Klal is that you're only Chayev Chatos if it's a Lav Shiyej Bo Maiseh. But if a person violates the Aver and the Nais and Aver Bo Maiseh, then there's no Chatos, the Shege. So would it be chatus on the part of the woman? True, the pasuk says v'nichlasu hanafoshes haosos. The Gemara says the hanafoshes haosos means the man and the woman. It doesn't mean all of the men in the parsha. It means the man and the woman in each case of gilai arayus. It's chayiv kores, but maybe I should say that the man who does the aver b'kum yaseh is chayiv chatus b'shege, and the woman is passive when she participates in the gilai arayus. She's passive. Maybe I should say that that's called a lav shem amaisa. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, no, then it says v'nichlasu hanafoshes haosos. That it's called an Asi even on the part of the woman. And the woman is Chayiv Malkus also. Let's say Habu Al Achos or Chayiv Malkus. So the pasuk says, on the Poshes also, it's called an Asi. And not only does it say the Nichlasu, that there's Kores on both, Isha Kores and Isha Lish, we call Onshin Shabbat Torah, that the Onish Kores, that the Yisra applies both to the men and to the woman, But also then it's called the Kumli Aser, it's called the Lav Sheyes Balmaisa, both for Chatzis B'Shege and for Malkus B'Mezik. The Gemara says that that these dinim apply equally, even though the Pesukim are a little bit misleading. It always says from the viewpoint of the man, it's always written from actually written from someone's viewpoint. How are you going to write it? A brother and a sister shouldn't have gila, right? It's easier to write it like this. And then to say at the end, you just sort of fall yourself, everything implies it. But that's what the Gemara points out, that even though it has to be written from somebody's viewpoint, but even though it's written from the viewpoint of the man, nevertheless, the dinim are does it play, does the fact that the Chumash writes the dinim in the viewpoint of the man, does that play any role at all? Does that have any significance at all? So the Gemara has in many places, yes, very emphatically yes, so. The Gemara has in the Sugya of Eini Sechal Alisa, which appears in loads of places, and has been in the Yilamas and increases in many, many other places. The Gemara has, let's say, the following. Let's say there's a couple, Mr. and Mrs. Cohen, and they have a daughter, my married their daughter. So Mrs. Cohen used to be an Ashes teacher. When I marry their daughter, so she becomes my mother-in-law. That's called Ashes Sij, and Asis Kamosko. What's the onish, what punishment does the person get if he's Boal Ashes Sij? Nisa. What punishment does he get if he's Boal Kamosko? Also Nisa. So you kill him. You're going to kill him anyway. But there's a difference what the onish is, no? What's the onish of Boal Ashes Sij? Is Chenek. Sometimes it's Reifer, sometimes it's Kila. If she's a Baskoin, then it's Reifer. If she's not a Hamarosa, then it's Kila. But normally, she's not a Baskoin, she's not a Hamarosa, so it's going to be Chenik. So that's it's going to be Chenik. But what's the punishment of Boal Hamosho, the mother-in-law? So the mother-in-law, the onish is Reifer. So let's say a person is Mizana with his mother-in-law, who is both his mother-in-law and an Ashes Sij. So which Misa does he get? Does he get the onish HaKomor? Does it get the other shakach? So we have a Mishnah that says Mishnah is chayiv shtei misos nidon b'hamura. That if a person is chayiv sreif and chenek, he's chayiv both, and he's given the other shakamur. It's not based on the principle of kam leiv d'ravne. I was hearing somebody for the kernel the other day. He said, "Face it, the guy." I asked him, "I only ask the same questions." I asked, "Give me an example. What does kam leiv d'ravne mean?" The guy says, "Yes, person is chayiv two misos, so you only give him one misos. That's not kam leiv d'ravne. How then? How can you give him two misos?" What should I have to give to Misa? It has nothing to do with something like that. That's his chayv two onshins, he gives the Yonash HaChomer. It's not sure if he gives the Yonash HaChomer. So if the person is chayv Sreifa and Chenek, so of course he gives the Sreifa, and he can't give him the Chenek. He can only give one. So the Mishnah makes a distinction in this case. If it's Eishes Ish, the Nasus Kamos, so first she was an Eishes Ish anyway, so she's married. Mr. and Mrs. Cohen are married. And then I marry the daughter, so she becomes my mother-in-law. So Eishes Ish Menaset Chamoso, if you'll say Eini Sechal Alisa, if I say that there's only a punishment of Chenek, there's no punishment of Sreif. What if, let's say, Mrs. Cohen is divorced from Mr. Cohen, or Mr. Cohen died? So she's single. The girl's mother is single, and I marry her daughter, so she becomes my mother-in-law. She's not an Eishes Ish right now, and then she remarries. After I marry her daughter, then she remarries. So then it's a case of chamotzo first. Then asa. One time she was an ishisisha. Her husband divorced her, or the husband died. Now, as far as I'm concerned, how the gelin yinen, and now it's chamotzo. And achakaf and asa say ishisisha. In that case, the Gemara says the chiyah straight came first, and the chiyah comes second. So then you might possibly say that any sechal alisa means that there's only nisa chamotzo. It's not an issue of Eishes Ish. So the Gemara says in that case, he would be chayv. The one who's Boal Chamos, he would be chayv straight. And the other case, if it's Eishes Ish, and Asis Chamos, so he would only be chayv chenek. Fine. What about, let's say, if he's Mizana with a Bishrege? So Chamos is an Isukaris, and Eishes Ish is an Isukaris. So would it be chayv two chatos, or would it be chayv one chatos? So all three Eishes say the same thing? Ain't the chalal isa, so there's only one chatos. So the Gemara has a hitch. So the Gemara says if you have a case of chamoso and asasacious ish, then I say that isa chalal isa. Why? Although normally we have a cloud ain't isa chalal isa, we have three exceptions to the rule. One exception is simple. If you have Nisa Basachas, it's a two Isur Machal simultaneously. So you can't say A Nisa Chal al Isur, the second Isur can't be Chal on the first Isur. What do you mean the first and the second? They're both Chal Basachas, they're both Chal simultaneously. So you can't determine which is first, which is second, so they're both Chal. That's simple. Everybody holds in that. If it's an Isa Basachas, everybody agrees that that Isa Chal al Isur. The only one who checks a little bit about that in the place of Shri. You know, you don't have any sacred back then. You just have a funny place of Shri. The Kedushin that Nun, where is it? No. Yes, Takasha. Why do you say that Isa Chalal Isa, because it's Isa Basachas? Why not say that Kol Shein Mizachazeh, I feel the Basachasim? And if it would have been Mizachazeh, so the second Isa was Adam and Chal, so why not say over here also that even though it's the Basachas, I should consider it as if it would have been Mizachazeh, and that neither should be Chal. So neither Isa should be Chal. If it's Isa Basachas, I should consider each Isa as if it's the second, and neither can be Chal second, so neither is Chal. So he gives a teretz. He gives a shuta ritzvah nekha. He gives the ritzvah. He explains why the Gemara is up. So that's why we understand. It's an important question. You have to figure out what the answer is, but that's the halach. Everybody agrees to that. That you have a case of isa chal al isa, if it's an isa b'vasa. Then there are another two exceptions that the Gemara has, and this is Nagia Lamaisa, that the Lashon HaPasuk, why the Chumash writes it from the viewpoint of the man. The Gemara says, there is another exception to the rule of Isa Koilo, and another exception to the rule of Isa Moise. But Isa Chalal Isa in one of three cases, that's how the Raman passes. Either Isa Basachas, that's a double portion, all the Tanaim agree, or Isa Moise, or Isa Koilo. What is an Isa Moise, and what is an Isa Koilo? What is an Isa Moise? What is an Isa Koilo? Let's see. An Isa Moise means that the first Isa that was Chal was a limited Isa. And the second Isa that's Chal on Ischatiche is more inclusive. That Ischatiche is more awesome. That's called Isa Chal al Heter. The first Isa was Heter in comparison to the second Isa. The second Isa is much more inclusive. So then the Gemara says, if it's an Isa Maisiv, the second Isa is Maisiv something on the first Isa, then I say the Isa Chal al Isa. Isa Maisiv places points out in many places in the Gemara. Isa Maisiv means that the second Isa is more inclusive and what's awesome. Not that it's more chomedic Yisr. The second Yisr is just an Yisr Chomor that's not identical with Yisr Moisir. Let's say the first Yisr is a Lav, and the second Yisr is an Yisr Kores, or an Yisr Misa. So that's not called an Yisr Moisir, that it adds on a new dimension to the first Yisr, that the first Yisr only had a Lav, or only had an Yisr Esser. It carries a sheet that any Yisr Chara Yisr, even if the first Yisr is only an Yisr Esser. That's a full and all wonder. That even if the first Yisr is only an Yisr Esser, you still say, Anisa Chalal Isa, even though the second Isa is going to be Anisa Kores and Anisa Misa and all works. That's only called Anisa Chomor, that's not called Anisa Maisa. Anisa Maisa means if the second Isa adds on something to which, adds on Anisa which adds a completely new dimension over and above the first Isa, for example. What's an example? Let's say I had some Chazir. So Chazir is also Ba'achila and it's Muta Ba'amo. They don't Magdish it. So once it becomes Hegdish, it becomes also Ba'amo. Isa Hano didn't exist on the Chazir. The Chazir originally was only Asa Bachir, it wasn't Asa Bano. Now that you're Magdish, it becomes Asa Bano. That's a completely new dimension. So if somebody is, so now if somebody will eat this Chazir, he will be violating a double Isa. Number one, he's eating Chazir. And number two, he's being Nenemina Hegdish. So these are two distinct Yisun. So in such a case, I say that Isa Chalam Isa, it's a Mishnah increases. But if somebody is Magdish, Macholos Asur, if somebody is Magdish, Chaylev, Mishnah, somebody has Chaylev, which is only Asa Bachim and Muta Bano. And then he's Magdish, so when he's Magdish, he becomes Asa Bano, so that's an example of an Isa Moise. Because the second Isa adds on something new that wasn't there before. It's called Isa Chal al Heter.
What about from Asa and Asa and Asa and Asa and Asa and more people? How did she go in Asa? Yeah, I mean, she wasn't married.
Right.
And she was in Asa and Asa, she was married, and she's also Kura.
So the Gemara, yeah. So what the Gemara discusses that. Right. So what does the Gemara say? Let's figure that. Let's first figure out the definition. And then we're going to figure out how to apply it to this instance. So the definition of Isa Moisif is if the second Isir adds on to this Chaticha some new dimension of Isa that didn't exist before. A new dimension of Isa, not a new dimension of Onish. A new dimension of Onish is called an Isa Chomer. But if it adds on a new Isir, more Isurim, more things are also like Hanoah, so that's called an Isa Moisif. What's called an Isa Kolom? What's called an Isa Kolom? And then the Gemara has sometimes called an Isa Chal al Isa by Moisif or by Kolom. We pass them by all three. And Basachas, everybody agrees, Basachas is not machlokes. By Vaisiv, there's a machlokes. Even if you offer Vaisiv, there's still a machlokes by Kerl. There are three sheetas, we consider three sheetas. One sheet in Tanaim is that Yisachal Aliser only applies to Yisachal Basachas. The second sheet is not only Basachas, it even applies to Yisachal Vaisiv, but not to Yisachal Kerl. And we pass on the third sheet in Tanaim that it applies to all three, not only to Basachas, not only to Vaisiv, even to Kerl. Three sheetas in one. And then there are more sheetas, various sheetas in between. And you need Chomer, you don't need Chomer. But basically, there are three sheetas in the Gemara. With a couple of compromise sheets. So what's an Issa Kerlum? Issa Kerlum means that the second Issa is being Chalas and Issa Hatiha. It's a trade. That's a little trade. So then a new Issa is Chal on this thing, and a new Issa doesn't make this Hatiha more often than it was before. It's just as often now, as it was before. The only thing is that the new Issa that's Chal is Chal not only on this Hatiha, it's Chal on other Hatiha that used to be Hatiha. So then we pass in the Issa, Chal on Issa B'Kerlum, the Nigu that the second Issa is Chal when it gets to the other Hatiha, is also Chal on this Hatiha. What's an example of an Issa, Chal on Issa, the Issa Kerlum? Yom Kippur is Chal on Trein for food. Let's say a person is a Chayla, she ate with Sakana on Yom Kippur. The doctor says the person has to eat, otherwise there's a Hashash Sakana. To the suffix Satan of the person may die. So what kind of food do you give? So all year long the person eats kosher food. So maybe on Yom Kippur is an idea we should give him Dafka Chazer. We should buy meat Dafka from the Yom Kippur to eat for the Chayla on Yom Kippur. Why? Because if he's going to eat kosher food that he has in his refrigerator that he eats on every Yom Kippur. And I'm going to tell Yom Kippur, so what he eats on Yom Kippur is Kaif Kores. So if he's going to give him kosher food, he's going to be violating the Yom Kippur, which is an Issa Kores. If you give him the Vela, or if you give him ham, the ham is the only Issa Lav, that's not an Issa Kores. Maybe you should say that any Issa Chal on Issa, the Issa Yom Kippur, which is an Issa Kores, is not Chal on Issa, Macholos Asur. And the deal is, whenever you have a Chodesh, Yesh Vesakona, the Klal is in the Mishnah, Machilam Asa HaKal HaKal Chilo. You should try to save the life of the person by violating a lesser Issa, rather than violating a Mohammed Issa. So isn't it better to give him the Vela? Isn't it better to eat Dafke, trade for food on Yom Kippur? Because the trade for food doesn't have an Issa Kores. The ham only has an Issa Lav to it, or let's say the Nevela only has an Issa Lav, and Yom Kippur has an Issa Kores to it. So according to one Tanit, that would have to be the din. And every Yehuda has a true. According to that Tanit, that would be the din. That the person who is strictly kosher all year long, he keeps kosher, he only eats lot kosher, and the doctor says they have to eat on Yom Kippur because he's a Chodesh Eishu Sakana, that's the ham. On Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to eat. If he can have kosher and non-kosher, so Yom Kippur, we recommend to him the Dafka that he should eat the non-kosher food, the Nevela, and the Macholos Asuras. Why? Because Ein Issa Chal on Issa, so that's the Kalak Al Tchila. Issa Yom Kippur, which has the Kores, is not Chal on Issa La. On the Vela, or Macholos Asuras, when you say Yeah. Right. The only thing is that we don't pass like that.
So
we pass it.
That time, first thing the veil of the shogi, you would be
right. I have on the veil of Yom Kippurim, Pater Ola. It means that he's only chayim in time the veil. He's not chayim kores.
That's who would bring a hat.
Who would bring a hat? That's Reb Shimon's original din. That's how the Gemara knows that the Tana Reb Shimon by Yechoy, Reb Shimon. The Baal HaZohar doesn't hold. The Baal HaZohar is the one who says like that. Then I give Kippur, you should eat ham. Achela Shez Yisakana should eat ham. And the veiler, rather than eat kosher for all year long, he should eat kosher. And when it comes to Yom Kippur, and he's a choyle sheish, and Sakana should eat dafke, trade for food. And in order that you say, you need to chal alisha. Watch, because that's what Rav Shimon says. The veiler of Yom Kippurim is potter aleho. He's not chayiv koris, the mezit. He would have not been mezit, he wouldn't be chayiv koris, because they need to chal alisha. So therefore, b'shoigeri, he's not chayiv koris. So the Gemara says that statement of Rav Shimon indicates that he denies that this is chal alisha b'koylo, because on Yom Kippur, it's a case of kolo. Why kolo? The chazir was also b'achila on Erev Yom Kippur. The ham or the nevela meat was also on Erev Yom Kippur also. When it comes to Yom Kippur, now it's also again to eat it. It was also on Erev Yom Kippur, it's also on Yom Kippur. So that's not an Issa Moisin. The Issa Yom Kippur doesn't add anything more on this chaticha, more than it was on Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is trade, and on Yom Kippur it's also trade. Not like hanor that's chal on top of b'achila. They have chela. And on makdish the chela, so chela is also b'achila muta b'hanor. And when I'm Magdash it, it becomes Asa Bahano. So the Issa Bahano is a new dimension. It's the Issa that wasn't there. Before I was Magdash it. When it was only Chela, it was Mutabano. Now that I'm Magdish, it becomes Asamana. So that's called a Nisa Maisir. But a Yom Kippur is Chal on Treish Mefun. That's not a Nisa Maisir. But that's what the Gemara calls a Nisa Kailo. Why? Because Yom Disa Yom Kippur is Chal on all the kosher food in the world. And if you leak that, there'll be an Nisa Kores. So Migu, that it's Chal, that's how we pass him against Rav Shimon this time. We pass him that since the Nisa Yom Kippur is Chal on all the kosher food in the world, so therefore I say that the Nisa Yom Kippur is also Chal on a non-kosher food. So that's why we pass in that fakirah, that if the choyver sheyesh b'sakana has to eat food on Yom Kippur, we tell him the dafki to eat the kosher food, not to eat the treifa food, because if he eats treifa food, that'll be double aveira of Yom Kippur and treifa. If he eats the kosher food, that'll only violate Yisrael Yom Kippur. That's the kalakalkir. That's how we pass him against Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon would say just the opposite. Rav Shimon would recommend that on Yom Kippur she eat dafke the treifa food. So that's an example of an Easter kalak. Easter Kol means that the Easter that's Chal on this, as far as this Hakikah is concerned, the second Easter doesn't add anything. It doesn't. It adds Koris. Let's say the Nevela will have no Koris. And now that it's Yom Kippur, there's an Easter Koris, but it doesn't add, it's an Easter Choma, but it's not an Easter Moisif. It doesn't add any new dimension of Easter that wasn't present before. Good. Now let's figure out by the case of the Chamoso, the Nasasasius Ish. What kind of a story is that? I married a girl whose mother is no longer an Ashish. They got divorced, or the husband died, whatever. So the mother, my mother-in-law is single. And after I marry her daughter, then my mother-in-law remarries. So that's called Chamos HaManasis Ashish. So the Mar in Sanhedrin has the Machalekis HaTanan. When Yom has the Machalekis HaTanan, in that case, by Chamos HaManasis Ashish, would you say Yisra Chal al Yisra or not? What's the issue? What's that case called? Chamoso the Nasasasius Ish. Is that an Issa Moisif or is that an Issa Kailah? That before she was only Asa Penari, her. You treat the woman as the Hatikh of the Yisrael. Before the woman was only Asa Penari, her son in law, but she could have married anybody else. Now that she becomes an Ashish, and now she's also to marry everybody. Wait a minute. Now she's also to marry
everybody.
No, it's not. Same Khadija. Same Khadija.
She's
the Khadija.
She's the
Khadija. Most of the Nasasasian stations are Easter. Shouldn't be. We take a look at the Gemara. I think it should be an Issa Kailo. Take a look. It should be an Issa Kailo, I think. We're talking about the son-in-law. We're not talking about someone else. Right? The son-in-law, again, I marry the daughter. And then the mother-in-law goes and she remarries someone else. So first she was my mother-in-law. Now that she becomes an Ashish, so the question is, would Amchai two chatos, or Amchai one chatos? That's the shayla. Other people are better than I'm an Ashish. The shayla is me. So as far as I'm concerned, it's the same as before. The very end of Daf Pei Aleph.
Well, I'm going to hold you on the base.
Chamos HaManasis HaShishish Nidon B'Chamos HaShishish Nidon B'Chamos HaShishish Nidon B'Chamos HaShishish Nidon B'Chamos HaShishish Chamos HaManasis HaShishish Nidon B'Chamos HaShishish Nidon B'Chamos HaShishish Nidon B'Chamos HaShishish His name is Yisrael. Don't have a problem. What do you have to say? Is this the Wait, how do you explain why this is the reason? That's how I'm trying to say, based on these Tzukim and Chumash. It's not just that the Torah wrote it one way or the other. The Torah wrote it adopted this way, that the Yisr is that the man should be Baal HaIsha. And then the Chumash says, at the end, the Nechra son of Parshas Oseh. Why? They treat the Isha as the Chatecha of Yisr, and there's only one Chatecha over here, right? There are no other Chatecha. What's the halacha of chamotza menasha patient sin? Why is that called an Eastern? Why do you sleep again? Because originally this chaticha was only asked to me, now this chaticha is asked to everybody. So that's called an Eastern wasted. The second Eastern is kala. This chaticha is more inclusive. So the pasuk say that that's only because you say, that's only because the Chumash writes it like this. Eretz Achos Chomes Begala, Eretz Basdin Chomes Begala, right. And we always look first from the viewpoint of the man. What if you would have looked from the viewpoint of the woman? Then it would have been backwards, no? How? I would have said that the mother-in-law is not allowed to live with her son-in-law. When the Gemara talks about kaidel and maisid by bias asuris, the Gemara always judges it from the viewpoint of the man. And whatever is a kaidel from the viewpoint of the man is a maisid from the viewpoint of the woman. Whatever is a maisid from the viewpoint of the man is a kaidel from the viewpoint of the woman. So how do Gemara now always to go from the viewpoint of the man? So the Achrayim say, based on the Lashon HaChumash, that it's not just Alpi Mikra that the Chumash wrote it this way, and then they equated the two later on. No? It's not Alpi Aloch like that. We always judge from the viewpoint of the man. The Yisurim always start from the viewpoint of the man. And then I say, what if it's an Yisur and a man? I say, go on this Isha, I treat the Isha as a Hatich and the Yisurim. Then I say, the Nichas on the Fosh is also the Hishma Kod and Isha and the Isha. Okay? Oh, right. We missed. We gave the script. We gave the definition. We started the shiur late, and you came late after we started late. Start the meeting. Yeah. If she's an anxious ish, and then she became a chamoso. There would not be an Issa Moshe. The question is, would it be an Issa Kolo? So the Gemara says, Eishesish Menazes Chamoso, if the girl has sisters. If the girl has sisters, so when I marry a girl, I become also to live with her mother and with her sisters. But then the Gemara says, that's called an Issa Kolo. That's called a Kolo Mishnei Shemes. That's not a Kolo Mishnei Necha. That's called a Kolo Mishnei Shemes. That the Yisr mother-in-law of Chamosa Skal with one package deal together with Achay Sishtay. On Yom Kippur, it's an Yisr Kerl Mishem Echon. That the Yisr Yom Kippur Skal on all the kosher food. And bigger than the Skal on the kosher food, the Skal on the not kosher food. That's called Kerl Mishem Echon. It's the same Shem Yom Kippur that Skal on all the food in the world, kosher and non-kosher alike. The Yisr of Chamos, the Yisr of Eish Yisish, when Asis Chamoso, it's called a koilo mishnei shemes. So then the Gemara says increases that it's only a koilo mishnei shemes is only chal, only has a validity if the girl has sisters. If the girl doesn't have any sisters, not. Let's say on Yom Kippur, the only food in the world would be non-kosher food. There wouldn't be any kosher food at all. But you would still say that it's an isa koilo, because theoretically, if there would have been kosher food, then it would have been chal aydei koilo. I believe Lamaisa, there is no kosher food in the whole wide world. It doesn't matter, but theoretically, the shame is to sell on kosher food as well. But here, where it's a kolo, the shnei shame is something Mar says before is that you have to have that. Then you do say kolo, you do say kolo, the shnei shame. The different shittas and tanaim and so on. But we pass from halacha that you do say kolo, but only if the other, only if the kala has sisters. If the kala doesn't have any sisters, then the nation sish and asas chamos would not be chal. Right. If she has no sisters, she has no sisters, she has no daughters, then he only gets panic. And if she has sisters, then he gets Sreifa. Because then it's called a Kerlum. So Chamoso is an Issa Sreifa, and Eishesish is an Issa Chenin. So if I marry the girl, her mother is married now, so then it's Eishesish Menasis Chamoso. So Eishesish Menasis Chamoso is not a Mosif, but it's a Kerlum and Shnei Shemis. If my Kala, if the girl that I marry has a sister, then it's called an Issa Kol and Mishnei Shemes. Then it would be Chal. Then I would say that Issa Chal of Issa. When I marry a woman, so a whole series of women become Issa to me. My mother-in-law, and my sisters-in-law, and my stepdaughter. If my wife has a daughter. In a previous marriage. Okay. So the Gemara considers that a Kol. The Taisa points out that's called a Kol and Mishnei Shemes. because the Easter Eishes Dach, the Easter Achos Ishta rather, the Easter Achos Ishta is one Shem Yisr, the Easter Chamos is a different Shem Yisr, Isha Bita. Isha Bita is a different Yisr, it's a different Sukkim. Isha Bita, the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, alright, that's Isha Bita, that you might say is Shem Echo. But the Easter Achos Ishta is a different Yisr. So the Gemara Taka says that it's only called a Kerlo if the Kala has a system. Then I say that the Chamos is Kala on top of the Eishes Ishta. No. The mother-in-law is an Issa Chamosa, but if my mother-in-law is married at the time that I marry her daughter, so then the Issa mother-in-law is not Chal because they're Issa Chal on Issa. So how can I possibly make it that it should be Chal? That Eishes Ish Menas Chamosa should get Sreifa? How can you give him Sreifa? Eishes Ish Menas Chamosa is an Issa Chal on Issa, so he only gets Chenik. The Shergi is only Chai one Chakos, and one Chakos for the Eishes Ish. How can I make it that the second Issa Chamosa should be Chal? So the Gemara says in priestess, that if at the time that I marry the girl has sisters, one sister, so then when I marry her, the mother-in-law with the sister become also to me as a package deal. So then it's called an Isser Kailo. I say, Isser Chalali, so I say Kailo. What kind of a Kailo? That since when I get married, Isser is Chal and her sister is single, I say. Sister is not married. She has a single sister. So she has a single sister at the time that I get married, since the Isser Achis Ishti is Chal. Therefore, the Issa Chamoso is also Chal. What does Achis Ish got to do with Chamoso? That's what this is called. That's called an Issa Kail of Mishnei Shemis. If she has no sisters, then you don't say if she would have had a sister, would have been a Chal, because whenever you know she doesn't have a sister, it's also Chal. Whenever you have a Kail of Mishnei Shemis, so the Gemara is the Ferish one that you have to have adopted if the person should be alive. The only time an Issa Kail of Chal Mishnei Shemis is if the other thing is really there, the other Hatina is there. The Yisus is Kalan, the other Chatiha, and we believe Kalan is Chatiha, the Yisus is Kalan is Chatiha as well.
So she married
him? It was?
It was married also.
She doesn't have any single sister. The Kash is though. The Kash is, and from this morning I was saying it over. So her Isha Bita is Shem Echad. So the mother-in-law and the daughter, my wife's mother and my wife's daughter, listen, my wife would have a daughter from a previous marriage. My wife was, let's say, only 16 years old. She has no children. So let's say if she would have had a child, so then it would have been an Isser Isha Bita on the daughter. It would have been an Isser Isha Bita on the daughter. So why don't you, and that would have been Shem Echad, no? The mother-in-law and the stepdaughter, the same thing, Isha Bita. It's called a Chamoso. This is called Chamoso, this is called Bas Ishto. It's the same thing. Isha Bita, the same Isser. The same thing, no? To be Mizana with the mother, or to be Mizana with the wife's daughter. The same Issa, Isha Bita. You don't call this one Bas Ishtoi. You call that one Chamosa. That's in relatives, you call that's my mother-in-law, that's my wife's daughter. That's my stepdaughter. But Al Pidin, it's the same thing. It's all Mamish Mishem Echad. So whenever you have Shem Echad, so then man in Mishem Echad, you don't have to have it. Then you say that Issa of Kailal is Kal, even if the Chatiha doesn't exist. So why don't you say that even if my wife doesn't have any single sisters, but if she would have had, because the single sisters wouldn't be Shem Echad with the single sisters wouldn't have been Shem Echad with the Chamosa. Because those are two different Shem sisters. One is Achos Ishtoi and one is Chamosa. But a Bas Ishtoi would have been Shem Echad with Chamosa, with Isha Bita. Why don't you say that since theoretically if my wife would have had a child at the time that I married her, she would have had a daughter, the Yisr of Isha Bita would have been Chal. So maybe that it's Chal on this imaginary daughter, it's Chal on the mother-in-law. Why don't you say like that? I don't know. I've heard that's a cash. Anybody get the cash in? Issa Kailal is always on different people. Issa Kailal means that the Issa is Chal on many Chatichas, and I treat the women as the Chatichas of Issa. If there would have been another Chatichas of Issa here, namely, if there would have been a daughter, my wife would have had a daughter at the time that I married her, so the Issa, Issa Bita would have been Chal on the daughter. The daughter would have been single. Issa would have a Chal on a daughter, so even though she has no daughter, I should call it an Issa Kailal and say that it's Chal on the mother-in-law, even though the mother-in-law is married now. Why not say that Issa Chal on Issa in this case? Eishes Ish Menaseh Chamoso should be Issa Chal on Issa Aidei Kailal, even if there is no sister, even if you don't have a living single sister to the Kala. Why not say theoretically if the Kala would have had a daughter, there would have been an Issa Kailal.
You say it's Chal on Issa.
Huh? And whenever it's Mishenecho, it depends if it's Kol Mishenecho or Kol Mishleishen. So the Kol Mishleishen is, any more says the page that you have to have that the person should be alive. So it's Kol Mishenecho, that's the Machlokes Rishonim. So the Kol Mishenecho, is it a different shame?
Yes.
But shouldn't we say that Isha Bita is one shame, unless you have to say like that? That Isha Bita is two different shames. In one case it's Chamos, in one case it's Bas Ishtoi. That's if it sounds like a big kiddush. It's one pasuk in the Chumash, no? I should explain my question. Nah, no. You get everything up until here, you get the question. Okay, now what are we, the kid, just to review the kiddush. So we have a din. The Chumash writes the Yisuri Diyo from the viewpoint of the din. It says, Eves HaChoyso Le'Segala, Eves Bas Bincha, Eves HaChoyso Bincha Le'Segala. But the Yisur applies to the woman as well, and more than that on the Posek. Not only applies to the woman, it's called Alav She'esh B'Maisa for Malkin, and it's even called Alav She'esh B'Maisa for Chatos. For Misa, of course, you don't have to have Alav She'esh B'Maisa, but for Chatos and for Malkin, you have to have the Gemara in Balakama, and after it's not said, in Yichusu, and of course, also, Rachmona Kari Maisa, it's called a Maisa, even from the viewpoint of the woman. It's called a Maisa. And then we pointed out, Bishen the Achrayim Takan Tahedra Achayalot, the Achrayim pointed out. That why does, and this Gemara, why does the Chumash, does it have any significance at all? The fact that the Chumash writes it in the view, speaking from the viewpoint of the man, and then the Pasuk says at the end, V'nichas on the Parshas Torah, and says it applies to the women. Or is it just the Chumash has to write it, either B'loshen Zoch, B'loshen Kev, has to write it one way to the Torah, wrote it this way. So they all say, no, based on the Gemara, you see the Furish, that it's the Dafka like this. That in the Yisuri Diyo, I always treat the woman as a Chatiha di Yisuri. The Yisuri is called on her. I'm not allowed to do the Yisuri with her. But then I say, well, once I violate the Averis, and then she also violates the Averis. And you don't say that she's not allowed to marry me. You always start off from the viewpoint of the man. I'm not allowed to marry her. And then in Melech, she's also not allowed to marry me. What's an Afkimina with the thoughts of my viewpoint and thoughts of her viewpoint? So we explain that there is a din, generally, there is a din of Ein Yisuri Chalalis. And there are three exceptions to the rule. One is that Yisuri Basachas is Yisuri Chalalis. And the second one is the Isa Moisek, Isa Chavalis, and the third is Isa Kerv. We gave the definitions for Moisek and Kerv. Moisek means that if the second Isa is Kala, this Katicha, this is a piece of meat. The second Isa is Kala, this Katicha includes more people or more things, Arasa, than the first Isa. So then it's Isa Chaval Hetta. It wasn't so, the first Isa wasn't so inclusive. It was a little bit Arasa, but now it's much more Arasa than it was before. So that's called Isa Maisa. From the second Easter, it is more inclusive than the first Easter. Isa Kala means the second Easter is not, does not include more things. This Chaticha was just as awesome before as it is now. Nothing was added as far as this Chaticha is concerned. However, more Chatichas are included in the Easter, in the second Easter, than were included in the first Easter. So that's called Isa Kala. The Nigud that the second Easter is Kala. The other Chatichas, it's also Kala and this Chaticha. That's called an Isa Kala. So the Gemara, so the Achrayim just point out in common sense, there's no deep mathematics over there. They point this poshut pshat, that whatever is amoisi from the viewpoint of the man is a kerel from the viewpoint of the woman. Whatever is a kerel from the viewpoint of the man is amoisi from the viewpoint of the woman. So whose viewpoint do we pick? Whose viewpoint do we follow? So they say the Chumash. The Gemara bases in itself on the Chumash. The Chumash says you always judge from the viewpoint of the man. So we judge the women as the Chaticha B'Yisur. And then I just pointed out that there's a difference between Kolel Mishnei Mechad and Kolel Mishnei Shem. The Kolel Mishnei Shem, this is the Ferishi Gemara, increases that nobody can argue with the Gemara's interpretation of Yavanisa, Chalalisa, I did Kolel, if the Kolel Mishnei Shem is. Tosafot points out these language. Tosafot Yavama says, there's the Kolel Mishnei Mechad and Kolel Mishnei Shem. Let's say Yom Kippur is Chal on all the food in the world. That's the same as Yom Kippur. It's Chal on the Kosha food and the trade food. The same as Yom Kippur is the Shabbat. But if Yavo Behil, let's say, then gets married, so his wife becomes an Eishes Ish. Everybody else, to him she becomes an Aseret. Now his wife's sister becomes Asura to him, and his mother-in-law becomes Asura to him. It's one big package deal. The wife's sister becomes Asura, that's a Shem Yisra of Achayis Yishtar. And the wife's mother, or the wife's daughter, becomes Asura to him, that's an Yisra Jita, that's Shnei Shemis. So the Gemara says, Mefurish increases, that the only time you say Kerlo, and Shnei Shemis, if you believe in Kerlo, sometimes I am Rabbi Shimon denies Kerlo. That's what we just mentioned, Rabbi Shimon does not from Kerlo. And even those who do hold from Kerlo, sometimes deny Kerlo, the Shnei Shemis, period. And for those who do hold from Kerlo, the Shnei Shemis, we do it. I'm a pastor, I'm like that. So the Gemara says, Mefurish, that's only if the other Isur is Chal B'Poyel Mamish. Mamish Chal. If my wife has a single sister at the time that I marry her, And the Yisur Achay Sishter is Chal, then the Yisur is Chal on the mother-in-law also, even though the mother-in-law is married. Then the Yisur Sishter, now since Chamos is called an Yisur Kur. What happens if it's, what happens if it's a Kur on the Shem Echot? Let's say Yom Kippur is Chal on all the food. Yisur Yom Kippur comes and it's Chal on all the food. So what if there's only non-kosher food in the world? Let's say a case that wouldn't exist any kosher food. Imaginary instance. But doesn't exist any kosher food at all. So that's a machlokes in Rishayim. That's a machlokes tesis in the Rambam. But Machon Rasman points out, the Sefer HaNivomis, that's a machlokes tesis in the Rambam, whether Yisra, Chalal, Yisra, Ayri, Koilu, only if the chatichas, the other chatichas heter are in existence, or even if they don't exist. If it's Mishnei Sheinis, and then everybody says that's a Gemara. Everybody agrees you have to have that, it should be in existence. If it's Yisra, Koilu, Mishnei Mechod, then it's a machlokes the Rambam and tesis, whether you require that the other chatichas should exist. Since theoretically, if it would have existed, there would have been a koil on Mishay Mecha. So even if it doesn't exist, I still say that it's a halal isaibekah. That's what we didn't do. And then I asked Akasha. Sadly, it's a wrong. I asked Akasha. So why does the Gemara say that my wife has to have a single sister in order that the HFC Shemanasa Samosa should be called Mishay Mecha? Because it's Mishay Shemis. Let's say if my wife would have had a daughter. If my wife would have had a single daughter at the time that we got married, the time that I got married with my wife, it would have been the same Shem Yisr as my mother-in-law, no? Because the Chamoso and Basish does the same Shem Yisr, Yishul Titon. So why not say, since it's Kerel of Mishem Echor, according to some Mishem, even if Lamaisa, my wife never had any children yet, she had no children at the time that I married her, say the theoretical Kerel that if she would have had a daughter at the time that we got married, and that daughter would have been single. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what you say by Yom Kippur. If there would have been kosher food in the world, if there would have been other food, there would have been kosher.
Okay, well, that's one theorizing. So we theorize
that if there would have been more food, maybe that food would have been shaykh also. So you say, no, if there would have been more food, and that food would have been kosher. That's what you're saying theoretically. If there would have been a chatichas hefter, there would have been Yisachal al Yisaydi Koilo, Koilo Mishay Nechav. So why not say over here also not? So, I don't know. There's something you have to say. That the Bat Ishta and Chamos is too shameless these two. I don't know why that's true. I don't know.
If you just say you're looking at it from the Isha's standpoint, then if you have a Chalos of Ishtay Shemos, from the normal standpoint, looking
from the woman's viewpoint.
From the man's, the case of Isha's Shinaka Chamos, with Isha Chalos of Shemos, and therefore it's also if she had a sister.
If she has a single sister, then it's awesome. Yeah.
Let's say you would have looked at it from a woman's standpoint. Would you say, would that be called an
Ishmael or not? In other words, there's
a woman who's an
Ashish.
Now, looking at it from the standpoint, she's also an Abibadi. Right? Then the woman is now an Ashish. Right, it's not an Ashish. And she's also an Abibadi. Then some guy comes and marries her son. Right, so then, how is it from the man's standpoint who says now Shinasa Kamaso, so is Isha Kol Ishbe Shemel? If you look at it from her standpoint, and therefore, you would have said Isha Kol Ishbe if she had a sister. Let's say I looked at it from the woman's standpoint. Would you have said, assuming she had a sister, would that be called Isha Kamaso, or is that not Isha?
I don't think so, is it? It's not an Isha Kamaso.
That would be enough for me, between how can I do it?
Right. It wouldn't work the other way. Well, it's a big enough meaning anyway. There's some Tanan who don't believe in Kaila, they only hold for Moses. So the Moses, we ignore the woman's viewpoint. We only judge everything based on the man's viewpoint, based on the Chumash. And then once we establish that there's an Isser in this relationship, whatever the Isser is, then we say, whatever Isser is present, applies even with the woman.
And what determines that it's
a
shameless?
There's
another possibility.
What
makes it another shame?
I think so. I thought so. I don't think so. I think Hamoso and Batista are the same person. No. I don't know, I gotta look. Take a look in the
book.
Everything should be to Elohim Sigala and Basman and Baspita, the people of Gala, and also Sharah and Zinoi. I think it's all the same thing, no? You should be.
And the front thing is if a teacher is a leader and she becomes an Ish, that she's definitely considered if the first she was a
never goes to mikvah later. The Gemara says, what if you have a case of Eini Sechal Alisa? And then, so the second Issa wasn't Chal, but then the first Issa disappears. So then the Gemara says later, the second Issa still didn't disappear.